We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
We go out to the fan hotline brought to you by workers' compensation law firm of Fall and Capitas to talk to Post-Gazette Penguins beat writer Mike DeFabo. Hi, Mike. Mike?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hi. Well, you guys, the we, all that stuff. Yeah, I'm doing well. I'm doing as well as I can do here. We're talking about
the Royal Yins. I meant in that context.
The Royal Yins. Thank you. Yes, that's much better. The Phase 3 and 4 protocols came out yesterday, Mike. I just want your initial reaction to them, because the first thing I thought was the level of detail. It was sort of a duality thing for me. It was very impressive what the NHL came up with here and what has been laid out. And also seems like it's going to be very difficult to actually execute.
Yeah, I guess my initial thoughts on this are that I like the fact that they have everything carefully laid out. And one thing that really stuck out to me is even in, I believe, in Edmonton, they're going to physically set up a wall to create a physical bubble within this hub city. Now, that being said, the next question I had is, can they actually pull it off? You know, it's great to have a plan and to have something in place and have testing in place and to have all the ideas, but it's another thing to actually be able to pull it off. And, you know, we're seeing here in Allegheny County, obviously, cases are rising. We saw the St. Louis Blues in Tampa Bay had to shut down their training facilities for a period of time. You know, the question is, can they actually get through these training camps and can they get into a hub city? And then once they're in the hub city, can they keep this bubble tight enough that the infection doesn't permeate it?
Do you have clarity on this? Because I saw it tweeted, and then I've tried to look for it in writing elsewhere, Mike, but that it's from Elliot Friedman as I'm reading his tweet. Stage 3, all players will have to undergo a pre-participation medical examination. Players who, after consultation with the doctor who conducted it and the club's infectious disease expert, quote, are determined to be at substantial risk of developing a serious illness as a result of exposure to the novel coronavirus, shall be deemed to be unfit to play and shall not be permitted to participate either in Phase 3 or Phase 4, end quote. Players may be permitted to ask for a second opinion on that issue. Is that, in fact, the way you understand it to be, so that, like, Chris Letang would have to be examined by a medical expert on this and deemed fit to play, for example?
Right. That was definitely a big question that I still kind of have. You know, we talked to Chris Letang a couple weeks back, and what he said, just to catch everybody up in case you're not clear on his medical situation, a couple years back he had the stroke, and that's related to, as he was developing, there was a hole in his heart. I guess everybody has a little hole in their heart as they're developing. His didn't completely heal correctly, which then caused, as blood was pumping to his brain, it caused the stroke. So he said that he had his questions about what would happen, and he said that he has consulted physicians to get more clarity on that. He felt confident that he was ready to play and that he wasn't at any greater risk than any other player. Now, I do have my questions whether that will suffice what the NHL has asked for, or whether he's going to have to undergo another evaluation by an NHL licensed doctor, or whether he already has. So that's a question that I still need a little bit more clarity on. I believe we're supposed to be talking with Jim Rutherford here in the coming days, and that'll certainly be at the top of the list of questions for him. But certainly when we talked to Chris Letang, I guess it was like a couple weeks ago, he felt that he was at no additional risk than the average player, and he felt like he was going to be ready to go.
Mike DeFabo, Penguins beat writer for the Post-Gazette, joining us here on the PM team. You think there's any real question at this point who starts in goal for the Penguins, assuming this thing gets off the ground in game one of that series against the Canadiens, or is that pretty much tidied up, nice bow on it, we know it's Matt Murray?
You know, I always felt during the regular season it seemed like Mike Sullivan was kind of trying to get back in a groove there with Murray. You know, it's like he was kind of giving him the benefit of the doubt on every kind of tie-breaking scenario, trying to get him ready. Now with this four-month pause, I think that only increases the chances that they go to Murray because, you know, he's the known commodity. In the playoffs, you know that he has what it takes between the ears. He's not going to crack under pressure. He stood up in the biggest situations and not buckled under that pressure. So I think the fact that now you're dealing with more uncertainty and another variable with this pause, that only leads you to go with the known commodity even more. So, yeah, I think at this point it's fair to say that Murray's going to be the goalie. But you do wonder how short the leash is going to be. You know, Mike Sullivan in the past has done a really nice job of having his finger on the pulse of his goalies. And in the past, you know, he's had a short leash and used it to help the Penguins win those two cups back-to-back. So you wonder how short the leash will be, though. That's going to be my biggest question as they head into this new 2014 playoff.
Mike, one of the things that I think is interesting in that dynamic, because everyone wants to, I think it is pretty much at this point accepted it'll be Murray, and then the real question becomes, yes, like you just said, how long is the leash or how short is the leash? What happens if he plays mediocre to poor, and I'll say gives up three or four goals in each of the first two games against Montreal, let's say, just for argument's sake, on not a huge number of shots? But the Penguins, playing a little bit of their pond hockey, win those games like 6-3, 6-4, and aren't necessarily threatened by Montreal in those games. You know what I mean? What does Mike Sullivan do then if it doesn't look like Murray is sharp, but the team is rolling along despite that?
Yeah, I mean, I think that he probably is going to be, it's going to be results-based. You know, my guess would be it's going to be based on the win or loss more than anything else. But I think it's probably going to be like a little bit of a feel thing. If he feels like Murray just didn't look good the whole game, then maybe he will make a change there. But, you know, I would think, though, given the scenario and given the fact that there's been such a long layoff, he's going to want to give a goalie an opportunity to get hot. And the only way to do that is to stick with a guy for an extended period of time. So, you know, I think that he's going to give Murray a little bit of a benefit of the doubt. But, I mean, there's only one person that really knows what he's going to do, and that's Mike Sullivan, and even he might not completely know how things will unfold. So I think we'll have to kind of wait and see on that.
We're not at the ratification point just yet. The NHL and the NHLPA have agreed in principle, Mike, to extend the CBA that would take it through the 2025-2026 season. That was announced yesterday. So that's, again, a principle agreement there. Do you expect there to be any bumps in the road to them formally ratifying this thing and securing labor peace for the better part of this decade?
No, I think that, you know, from what I've read and from what I've heard, it's not going to be a landslide, but I do expect the players will approve it probably on Thursday or Friday. It'll take until all the votes are counted. But this is really significant. You know, since 1992, there was a strike. Then there was the 1994-95 lockout. Then the 04-05 lockout that wiped out the entire season. Then the 2012-2013 lockout. And so for a league that has had so much disagreement and so much arguing over labor, you know, the fact that in these uncertain times they were able to come together is really astonishing. And to me, it's really interesting the difference between the NHL and Major League Baseball, where the NHL used this as an opportunity to work ahead on their collective bargaining agreement that was supposed to expire in the future and find common ground and realize that the pandemic was affecting both sides economically and try to find a solution that worked for both sides. Whereas Major League Baseball this time has really, to me, only underscored this and kind of hinted at future labor disputes that are coming next year when that CBA expires. So, Reddit.
Hold on, Mike. We've got phone issues on your end, it sounds like.
Can you still hear me?
Oh, we've got you now. Okay. Coming through loud and clear there after a minute.
Sorry about that. I live out in the boonies here, so my bad on that. But yeah, I give the players and I give Commissioner Gary Bettman a lot of credit for using this as an opportunity to come to some labor agreement. And it looks like it should be an agreement that works well for both sides.
Mike, last one for you is this. Phase three training camp scheduled to begin a week from yesterday, so 6 days from now. In terms of the league actually getting back to playing on August 1st, which is the goal of this whole thing, bubble cities on July 26th, do you get the sense, or is it an accurate thing for me to suggest that the longer, the closer we get to each of these benchmark days without like a major issue, like it builds in terms of the likelihood that this is going to work? Or is this something that you're going to, the NHL and the players are going to be tiptoeing around for the duration, that there could be just a random spike one day and that throws everything basically into disarray?
Yeah, I mean, Tampa Bay and St. Louis had to shut down their training camps just in the period that they've had phase two. So, you know, it's going to put teams at a real competitive disadvantage if there's some kind of a spike and they have to shut down their training camp, which is only going to be about a two-week training camp in the first place. So, you know, I think it's going to be a major hurdle that they're going to have cleared when they finish training camp and when they get teams in these hubs, because you would think once they get to these hub cities, that's going to be as secure as you could possibly get. So, I'm still optimistic that they're going to be able to get this done, but until the puck is dropped in the Stanley Cup Finals and the decisive game, no one really knows for sure if they're going to be able to pull this whole thing off.
He's Mike DeFabo, Penguins beat writer for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Appreciate the time, Mike. Thank you.
Hey, my pleasure. Thanks so much for having me on.
Mike DeFabo, PG.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.